It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Good morning, Podchasers, and happy November 2nd. I hope everybody had a fantastic end of their October, specifically a great Halloween. And we're going to talk about Halloween during this episode, but more specifically, costumes. I think we should just get into all of it. Hello, everybody. I am Allison, the host of Pop Chaser, a daily pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. Every day, we will go through the biggest headlines in entertainment together. Now, today's Bachelorette Tuesday, I'm very excited to see the fallout of Jamie just being a complete mess and gossiping, and I'm guessing getting his hand caught in the cookie jar, but we will talk about that all tomorrow. Today, we need to talk about Halloween. So the first thing we need to discuss is Courtney and Travis and their costumes, because I was reading something that made those costumes feel a little shadier than they really might have seemed at first glance. So Courtney and Travis dressed up as Alabama and Clarence from the 1993 film True Romance. It's a Quentin Tarantino film. It stars Patricia Arquette and Christian Slater. And what's interesting, I didn't think anything of this. If I'm being 100% honest, I was born in 1992. I don't know this movie. So I saw their costumes and I was like, oh, that's cute. And I kept scrolling. I didn't think anything. But I had a friend message me and she was like, do you think that they were being shady? And you know, the moment somebody says, do you think someone was being shady? I am all ears. Ears are perked up. So it turns out Travis and his ex-wife, Shayna, who were married between 2004 and 2006, and then later got back together in 2009, very briefly. That movie, True Romance, holds a very, very important role in their relationship. So these two have two children, Landon, who is 18, Alabama, who is 15. And according to Shayna, I hope it's Shayna and not like Shauna, maybe it is, this movie is really important to them. She, back in August, Shayna commented on the fact that Courtney and Travis were watching this movie and had posted about watching this movie while they were on vacation in Cabo. And she shared kind of a shady story of her own, which, and when I say story, I mean an Instagram story, which featured a still from the movie with Alabama, Patricia Arquette's character, giving the middle finger. Why does she care so much? So according to Shayna, Travis and her really loved this movie. It's a movie that they bonded over. She told Us Weekly, I called him Clarence in the movie. We named our daughter after the character Alabama in the movie. And when they got married, she walked down the aisle to You're So Cool from True Romance. Our first dance at our wedding was to the love song from True Romance. So I got to give it to Shayna. It does seem like this movie is very important to them. So is it kind of strange that Courtney and Travis went as these two main characters and that he is like also bonding over this movie with his new fiance? I mean, kind of, right? I'm all for having a favorite movie and, you know, getting your significant other in on it with you so you can enjoy it all the time. But I don't know, like there, she walked down the aisle to the song. And what's even crazier is on Sunday, Courtney posted a photo of them in their costumes with the lyrics to You're So Cool. And Travis commented, you're so cool, you're so cool, you're so cool, with a flaming heart emoji. So it just seems like he's pretty, maybe this is just like a movie he's obsessed with and he doesn't care who he shares it with. He just has to share it. But it is kind of strange, I think. Is it shady? I don't know if it's necessarily shady towards Shayna. I think she's certainly being shady towards them, but I don't think I blame her for it. I feel like it's more Courtney and Travis being a little insensitive. And I get that they were together a long time ago, but again, like, it was your first dance and you walked down the aisle and you named your daughter after this movie. Like, that is, it's kind of a lot, right? It's a lot to unpack. That this is an onion, and I just feel like every detail just is one layer after the other. And I don't know. I don't know if at the core, it looks really good for Travis. I mean, is this like, cancel them? Of course not. That's so lame. But it's just strange. It's like one of those things where you're like, why? There's so many movies to dress up as. They were dressed up earlier in October. Why can't they have just gone as that? Also, I just have to say, celebrities who turn out for Halloween, I love it. I loved Lizzo as Yoda. I thought, I'm trying to think of other, I thought the Legend / Tegan household as the Addams Family, a lot of Addams Family, Dorit Kemsley also an Addams Family costume. But the photo shoots, I think Courtney and Travis hired a graphic designer for theirs. It's a lot. You know what I did? I posted a photo of my dog on his Instagram, moose.the.wheaton, and I called it a day. And for those that maybe were wondering, probably not wondering, I dressed up as Alexis from Schitt's Creek, bought a dress off of Amazon, and that was all. And it worked. It looked great. I just didn't take any photos, and I certainly didn't hire a team of graphic designers and social interns to post. But yeah, I feel a little like maybe I'm on Shayna's side on this one. I don't blame her if she feels a certain way about it. Let's just say that. Okay, moving on to the next costume that I need to discuss, but it's really not at all about the costume. It's more about what it is implying. Carl and Lindsay from Summer House, Carl Radke, Lindsay Hubbard, we know them, we love them. We know that they are pure chaos when together, might be together now. So Carl and Lindsay dressed up in a couple's costume. I've never dressed up in a couple's costume with somebody who I'm not a couple with. They dressed up as Baby and Johnny Castle from Dirty Dancing in an intimate pose. It's like the photo from like the cover of the movie. Now, obviously everyone is like, what is happening? Is this happening? I need everybody to think about this. We just are coming off of a fresh season of Summer House filming. I mean, it's November now, but I think that they ended filming in early September. Very likely that after spending a whole summer together, the sparks might have reemerged. We know that a couple years ago, there was the FINGERBANG incident heard around New York City and the Hamptons, maybe even New Jersey, but it didn't work out. And it didn't need to work out at that time. Carl was not in a great place. You know, he was drinking a lot. This is all from him too. He was not living his best life. And now you've got Hub House, who went through this relationship with Stravi. That was a nightmare. He made a PowerPoint, as we all know. That wasn't great too. Now they're together. Or at least they're doing couples costumes together and standing very intimately together. And I have to say, I don't hate it. Now, Samantha Bush, aka Bravo historian, aka my friend and fellow podcaster, Hot Off the Mess host, Shortcomings host, blah, blah, blah. You know who I'm talking about. She wasn't really that into it. Some could say that this is maybe not the best for Carl's sobriety. But, you know, especially because Lindsay also dressed up as a paid for advertisement Fireball, like a shot of Fireball. We saw her bring in Fireball when she came into the house at Winter House. I think that Carl, sober Carl, peak Carl, and Lindsay actually might balance each other out. I don't hate these two. Do I think they're going to last? Of course not. Do I think that they like could get married? Of course not. Never. Never. But I ask you this, who would be good for Lindsay? Because it's not Austin Kroll, even though she in some delusional world thinks that. I don't think it's any of the Winter House guys, even though I think that she I think that she has some type of a relationship with one of them. I can't remember who it is. Not Austin. There's another one. But I don't know who Lindsay would be good for. So I'm like, well, then why not Carl? And I don't mean to make him a consolation prize, but like, he is a pretty even keel guy, it seems. They're really great friends. They gave it a go before. It was catastrophic. But who's to say that, you know, time passes and also heal all wounds. So let's give it a go again. I don't know. She carried a watermelon. I mean, I've only seen Dirty Dancing once, but that was the caption of her Instagram. What do you guys think of this couple? Is this pure chaos or is this maybe magic? I don't know. We'll find out. Okay, the last thing we need to discuss is The Real Housewives of Dubai. It is happening. I am so excited, but I swear to God, if Caroline Stanberry is not featured in this television series, I'll be devastated. So Andy Cohen announced on the Today Show the first international franchise produced by Bravo. So there have been The Real Housewives of Melbourne. I think there's another one. I can't even think of it right now. Those are by different production houses. Bravo is producing Real Housewives of Dubai. And this is huge. And I'll tell you why. Dubai is rich, honey. It is rich. If you watch Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles like I do, we saw Tracy go to Dubai. She's friends with Caroline Stanberry because, of course, like I feel like rich people hang out with rich people. And just to see a peek into the life, the nightlife, the lifestyle of the Dubai residents, it is not going to be, you know how like some of the cities are a little like, oh, like that's a huge house in Jersey, but it's only worth like 2.3 million. But then you've got Beverly Hills where it's worth like 15 million. Dubai is like probably going to exceed Beverly Hills. And I can't wait for that. I think it'll give us an opportunity to learn about culture. Caroline Stanberry, probably not the person we're going to get that from. But also, if you don't even know who Caroline Stanberry is, Caroline Stanberry was on Ladies of London, the very short-lived Bravo show following English and expats who lived in London, English women and expats that lived in London in high society. It was good. It didn't last as long as it could have, I think. It wasn't meant to be at the time. But she moved to Dubai. She is living a life of luxury, and I'm sure she has incredibly fabulous friends that would make for fantastic TV. So I say bring it on. We don't know when it's coming out. Something to think about, though, is it was announced today, November 2nd, or it was announced yesterday, November 1st, but it's November 2nd today. And last time something was announced, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City was announced in November of 2019, and it premiered November of 2020. So could we get this in the fall? Very likely. I would say look towards a fall 2022. Andy did confirm it would be 2022. It feels so far away, but I really think it's going to be worth it. I also think that the production is probably going to be a little bit more difficult. So let's give them time to make it right. Let's get it right. But I cannot wait for this because we watch these shows in a voyeuristic way to watch rich people live lavish lives. And it's just, it's escapism. I can't imagine any other form of escapism other than Dubai. So it's going to be great. You guys mark your calendars, 2022, just X out the whole year and be on standby. And before I leave, I will just say Bachelor also announced its premiere date. So this is for Clayton, who has not yet been confirmed as The Bachelor, even though he has been filming the show. We're still just waiting. Jesse Palmer, who is the host of The Bachelor now, has posted about Clayton, but ABC has yet to confirm. I'm not sure what they're waiting for, but we can block off our calendars for January 3rd. Fresh off the new year, we will get to see Clayton find love, because obviously it's not with Michelle. Also, I'm just curious, like, how do we even get to Clayton? Because I think he's been on camera like thrice. I don't even know. We can discuss that more on Wednesday once we see the new episode. But January 3rd, mark your calendar, and then X out the rest of 2022 to be on standby for Real Housewives of Dubai. Should be good. Okay, you guys, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to Pop Chaser. I will be back tomorrow with the newest headlines. Until then, I hope everyone has a fantastic Tuesday, and cheers.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.